Hello everyone, welcome to the Lighthouse Church Sermon Broadcast. The title of today's message is Secure. Introducing her book, The Age of Insecurity, author Astra Taylor wrote this. These days, everyone feels insecure. We are financially stressed and emotionally overwhelmed. The status quo isn't working for anyone, even those who appear to have it all. What is going on? I think she's right. We have many reasons to feel insecure, or at least a little vulnerable. There are many factors that are beyond our control that could affect us negatively, very negatively. Crime, economic woes, political turmoil, social problems. But for those of us who belong to Jesus, there are also many reasons for us to feel secure. Actually, we as the children of God ought to be the most secure people on earth. After all, God Almighty is our Heavenly Father. Yet, many of us are still hindered by insecurities. Now, some of these may be obvious, but some of them may be hidden in what we may call our blind spots. We feel insecure, but we're not sure why. We can't see the real reason. Now today, we're not going to try and find those insecurities, nor are we going to try and deny those insecurities. Instead, we're going to look to the Bible to build up our sense of security. My prayer is that the scriptures that we consider today will build a sense of security in us that will overwhelm any insecurities that may have been hindering us. So let's look at the Bible together. John chapter 10 from verse 27. I'll read all texts from the New International Version. Jesus speaking. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So here's a really powerful reason for you and I to feel secure. No one, including the devil, no one can snatch us out of God's mighty hand. This first reason to live in security is not about who we are, it's about whose we are. We are His. We belong to Jesus. We are His sheep. God Almighty, who is greater than all, holds us in His hand. We are that safe. Now, before we put our faith in Jesus, we were trapped in an abusive, toxic situation. The devil and his dark forces had authority over us. We were at their mercy, and they showed us no mercy. They could hurt us. They could intimidate us. They could control us. We were in the devil's ugly grip. But then Jesus came. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 13. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves. So we were under that oppressive dominion of darkness. That is why we were so insecure. But then Jesus rescued us. We are now in His mighty grip. And the devil and all his demons cannot snatch us back. They no longer have control over us. We are now spiritually safe. And eternally safe. We are in the Father's hand. We are in God's hand. Let's settle this in our hearts, friends, as we begin to look through the scriptures. No matter what happens, we are secure in God's grip. No matter what happens, we are secure in God's grip. Now, the wonderful thing about this source of security is that it's got nothing to do with me. It's got everything to do with God. It's not up to me. It's up to God. And God is greater than all. So it's going to happen. I can be secure. No one can snatch me from his hand. We are his. We are eternally secure in the hand of the one who is greater than all. Here's another great source of security. Jude chapter 1 from verse 24. To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. In Romans chapter 14 and verse 4, who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own master, servants stand or fall. And they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. You know, it used to be a really big deal when we heard of somebody fall from the faith. But now, it seems to be becoming more common. In fact, in some circles, it seems to have become fashionable to deconstruct, as they say, your faith and to walk away, first from the church and then from Jesus. It seems to me that the devil has raised up his own evangelists who are calling people out of the faith. With all of this happening all around us, we may wonder if we have what it takes to keep standing. If that person fell, what about us? But the great news is what we've read in the scriptures here. God is able to keep us from falling. I am not able to keep me from falling, but God is. Again, this source of security is all about God and not about us. This is not confidence in ourselves. In fact, confidence in ourselves can be dangerous. You know, we are wise when we set boundaries so that we don't expose ourselves to unnecessary temptation and to lies. We are wise when we develop disciplines such as prayer and Bible reading. We're wise when we hold ourselves accountable to godly leaders. Paul the Apostle counseled his readers not to arrogantly assume that we have what it takes to stand firm. Listen to his words, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 12. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. You see, if we think that we can depend on our own strength, we are seriously overrating ourselves. We are not invincible. We need to live wisely, sensibly. We need to be people of prayer and people of the Bible. We need to submit to godly leaders who will teach us and watch over us. But having done these things humbly, we can live secure. Yes, we are perfectly capable of stumbling. But God is able and perfectly able to keep us from stumbling. We will stand because God is able to keep us standing. Another area where we can become insecure is in the area of temptation. I'm sure you're aware of it. Temptation is all around us. More and more, what is wrong is being accepted, even celebrated. This wrong thinking has even invaded the church. So we may wonder, if we can really expect to be able to resist all of these temptations that are around us. Now here the Bible again has good news for us. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. There is a little bit of bad news in this text. It's that temptation is common to us all, and we know this. But the great news is there, and it's twofold. Firstly, that God will not allow us to be tempted beyond what we can bear. It will never be too big for us, too strong for us. Secondly, God will also provide a way out. He won't let us be trapped in a situation where we're helpless. So yes, temptation is common to us all, but God's protection and His provision are also common to us all. When you're tempted, know this, you are able to stand up to it. God has made sure of that. And when you feel that there's no way out of that situation of temptation, there is a way out. God has provided a way. I hope that your sense of security is starting to rise. Think about what we've learned already. You are absolutely secure in God's grip. No one can snatch you from His mighty hand. You may be capable of falling, but God is perfectly capable of holding you up. You will be exposed to temptations, but God has set limits on them so that you can resist them, so that you can escape them. Here's another insecurity that we may face. We did sin. Where do we go from here? Can we ever get back to that place where we once were? Have we spoiled our relationship with Jesus, with our Heavenly Father? And again, the Bible has great news for us that can give us a great sense of security. 1 John chapter 1 from verse 8. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Even though God always protects us from temptations that are too great for us, even though He always provides a way for us to escape temptations, we can still sin. We could have resisted, but we didn't. We could have taken the way out, but we didn't. Friends, we can't deny it. The truth is, we have sinned. And John urges us not to deceive ourselves, but to admit it, to confess it. And he gives us more wonderful news. If we confess our sins, God forgives us. And more than that, He cleanses us. He purifies us. He washes all of that unrighteousness away. He restores us. Yes, we can get back to that place where we once were. So even if we fail to resist or fail to flee, as we confess, He forgives us. And He makes us clean again. We can be secure. Last one. Some people think that those people who minister to others are the strong ones, and that the strong ones minister to the weak ones. Now, this thinking is both unbiblical and dangerous and unproductive. It can keep us from ministering to others. If we believe that we are the weak ones who need ministry from the strong ones, then we won't have the faith to minister to others. When we see ministry opportunities, we won't step forward because we feel too insecure. We are the weak ones. We are not able. But the truth is, friends, God uses the weak to minister. Let's not allow insecurity to hold us back from ministry opportunities that God gives us. Consider the Apostle Paul's testimony. Let's read it. 1 Corinthians, I'll read chapter 1, verse 27, and then chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Chapter 2, verse 1. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Verse 3, I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling. Many of us know that the Apostle Paul played a very significant role in the growth of the early church. He was a hero to many. But this didn't happen because he was one of the strong ones. Paul was actually one of the weak ones. He says he went to the city of Corinth in weakness, with great fear and trembling. So let's not get insecure about our weaknesses. God delights in choosing the weak. If Paul, who was weak and frightened, could minister as an apostle in the church, you can minister to others. Let me read one more text because I think this is so important. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. So, can you minister to others? Yes. Not because you're one of the strong ones, but because his power fills the gaps of your weakness, of my weakness. He is able to do more than we can ask or imagine, immeasurably more, as his power works in you, through you, in me, through me. We can. Let me summarize and close. We may be living in an age of insecurity, but the children of God should still be the most secure people on earth. We are absolutely secure in God's grip. No one can snatch him out of his mighty hand. We are perfectly capable of falling, but God is perfectly capable of holding us up. We will be exposed to temptations, but God has made sure that we can resist them. We can escape them. And even when we do sin, as we confess our sins, he forgives us and he washes us clean again. Even though we are weak, the power of God Almighty works in us so that we can do great things for him. Friends, let's live secure in Christ and let's minister boldly in his power. Amen.